Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Read by Martin Karan. The headlines this Monday, October 18th, 2021. Poland standing for election to International Maritime Organization Council. Record numbers of tourists visit southern Poland's landmarks. And Polish PM lauds effect of changes in road regulations on road safety. Good morning. Poland is standing for election to the International Maritime Organization Council in a category of countries that have special interests in maritime transport. The International Maritime Organization is a specialized agency of the United Nations, responsible for measures to improve the safety and security of international shipping and to prevent pollution from ships, the official website reads. Poland, along with 26 other states, has indicated its candidature for the IMO Council for the period 2022-2023. The election for members of the IMO Council will be held in early December. Poland has been a member of the IMO since 1960. The tourist industry in the south of Poland saw a modest recovery this year, according to the Małopolska Tourist Organization. According to their data, over a million tourists have visited the Polish Tatra Mountains in August alone. The number of visitors to the historic salt mine in Wieliczka, near Kraków, was also around 170,000 during the same month. The Polish tourist sector has been one of the industry's hardest hit as a result of lockdowns and restrictions introduced amid the global coronavirus pandemic. However, despite the rebound this summer, the sector remains fearful of the winter season and the possibility of more restrictions in the upcoming months, the president of the organization said. Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki has praised the effectiveness of new road regulations that have been implemented in recent months. He was speaking on the first birthday of the Polish Radio for Drivers website and radio station. Morawiecki noticed that thanks to the change in regulations on Polish roads, several hundred people less die each year. He added that the huge investment in Polish road infrastructure was also starting to show benefits in increased road safety as well. From 1st of July this year, pedestrians have had mandatory priority over motorists and noted that this had reduced accidents by up to 30% compared to previous years. And finally, a homeless man from Gdańsk has been praised for leaping to the defence of a shop assistant who was attacked by a drunk customer. The incident happened just after 5 a.m. last Friday when the 45-year-old entered a grocery store in Gdańsk Brzeszcz and heard a saleswoman screaming. It turned out that she was attacked by a drunk client. The man didn't hesitate to intervene and overpowered the attacker, and the police were called. Unfortunately, the woman declined to file a complaint with police, and so the perpetrator was given time to sober up and was later released. The hero helper has been widely praised for his actions, which saved the woman from more serious consequences.
The weather.
Today will be a sunny day with scattered clouds in a gentle breeze and temperatures reaching 11 degrees centigrade, 52 degrees Fahrenheit during the day, dropping to 4 degrees overnight. Tomorrow will be a cloudy day in a gentle breeze with temperatures reaching 13 degrees again during the day and dropping to a warmish 10 degrees overnight. That was the Radio Gdańsk English News and Weather.